So last week, scientists at Duke University, they published this study that appears to suggest a new potential cause or a mechanism for Alzheimer's disease. It seems to point to the immune system as playing a really important role in perpetuating certain effects or symptoms of Alzheimer's disease. And just to give a little context, I guess scientists for many years have been targeting a buildup of two types of proteins, plaques and tangles. And could you sort of explain where we've come so far in this type of research and how this new study might fit in?
It was really an interesting study. And what they did was they, in addition to the plaques and tangles that are present there, is you have these immune cells that surround the plaques and tangles. And what's thought is that the immune system is ramped up in order to cause neuronal death and contributes to that strongly due to the plaques and tangles that are formed. But what's interesting about this study is when they deplete the immune system, when they knock out the microglia response, which is one of the immune cells, is they get an increase in plaques. And this is really interesting because now this target could be to kind of activate these microglia that would cause uptake of amyloid and to actually use our immune system to help target this terrible disease.
Right. And just to back up for a moment, what's this microglia?
Microglia are immune cell or an immune cell. And what it does is it targets degradation of proteins and other things that are present in the extracellular matrix. And it eats up dead cells. And it has a response to it becomes activated and it targets the what's bad in the system is what our immune system is supposed to do. So they have a model that's really, really interesting is that they deplete the immune system, they deplete these microglia, and what they get is an increase in plaques. So it's kind of thought that there's an activation of these things, of these immune cells around the plaques and tangles and other things called astrocytes too are activated around these, and that they have a bad effect and cause maybe even almost an autoimmune response to causing neuronal cell death is what some of the thoughts are. And there's another study a few years ago where they inactivated astrocytes from Jim Mouly's group. Andrew Kraft was the first author on this. But this is a really interesting study. They thought if they inactivated astrocytes, which is another immune cell that responds, they would get a decrease in plaques. But they got just the opposite of that. They received it increased plaques dramatically in these mice. And this was an interesting study that there's a fine line between what we need to activate and what we need to suppress when it comes to the disease.
It seems so complicated, almost like a Greek drama, like all these different cells, they play a different part in either, you know, promoting or not promoting, you know, these plaques.
It is. It's very complicated. I mean, it is complicated on this. I mean, it's important to look at these other avenues of approach because right now the efficacy of what's out there now for drugs is very marginal. I mean, they have some good results early on, but I mean, at the worst case, we need to find some new targets, and these new targets will help us find better drugs that could be potentially could eliminate this terrible disease.
Right. And do you think this study gets us, you know, closer to finding a drug that can treat those with Alzheimer's disease?
Absolutely. I think, I mean, this study and a lot of studies that are out there that look at other targets are really helping us understand the disease better. Mm-hmm. We're doing some similar, not necessarily with the immune response, but we're looking at other targets too with our...
Right. And yeah, let's go into some of the research you're doing here in Delaware. Can you talk about the gene that you've been targeting and what's the progress been so far?
Yeah, we have some really exciting results coming out of our lab. Pretty soon we'll be within the next probably month. We should be published by then. We have some we're overexpressing a gene called TDP43. And this gene, the pathology of this gene is present in about 50% of those with sporadic Alzheimer's disease. And we're looking at this gene. It's an RNA-binding protein. It's a stress response gene. And what's interesting about this is when we turn this gene on, is when we upregulate this gene, we get changes in plaques and pathways that lead to tangles in these mice that haven't shown them before. So this is really exciting for us to be able to look at this, because this may be a target that has the potential to be upstream of plaques and tangles themselves, which are the pathology of Alzheimer's disease. I'm in collaboration at Washington University with Nigel Cairns at WashU, and we're doing an enzyme that cuts up the plaques now, but we're going to look at some computer modeling to design targets that will target TDP-43 possibly to decrease the levels. Just like a lot of these, I mean, if you knock out the microglia, you're going to get this huge response. If you increase them too much, you're going to force an autoimmune response. So the goal is to find something in between that's going to alter it, but not hurt its normal function.
Right. And how do you go about doing that? How do you go about finding that ideal level?
Well, that's a good question. I mean, we do the genetic models, so we can do extremes. So we can, with the model we use, we can limit the dose of TDP-43 by how we feed the mice. And this was this is just a mouse model that we use to drive things in the hippocampus and cortex. But how much of a dose we can of the food that they eat can turn the gene on and off. That's just a genetic trick, I guess, with the mice itself. But what we want to do is be able to look at these changes and how they relate to those with Alzheimer's disease in particular. So you take the mouse model for what it is. It's a model that we have to work with, and then see if we can modulate this, test this in human cells, or test this in vivo with the mice, and we might be able to find something that could be beneficial. So, I mean, they take a lot to do because this is a very complicated disease.
Right. And tell me about how we're able to apply the knowledge that we get from mouse models to, you know, potentially humans.
Well, I mean, we're very close genetically to mice. A lot of the genes that we look at are even 100% identical to those that are present in humans. So this is important because in the mouse model, we can do some things to manipulate these changes and then see if we can cure the mouse, and then look later and do behavioral testing to see for memory and if this was some motor functions too. But, I mean, mainly for memory and learning, that we can test those pretty confidently in the mice and see if we get these changed functionally. And that's really the idea. And if some of these drugs will work that way, like their activation. This is really interesting, though. I mean, you wouldn't think that the activation of the immune response that high would actually be beneficial. But some of the studies support it, like I mentioned, where they knocked out the astrocytes at WashU.
Can you tell me a little bit about what motivates you to do your research?
My mother had Alzheimer's disease, and we cared for her at home while I was getting my PhD at St. Louis University. And I was working on we were very fortunate. My wife's a social worker, and my sister's a social worker, and we took kind of shifts on mom while we were there. And we fought a lot and stuff. I'm very motivated for this because I don't want I'm just very dedicated for this. Because, I mean, the next generation, I mean, I'm getting older now, and then my children will get older eventually. And then I don't want them to be affected by this. I mean, this is not necessarily hereditary that's going on with this disease, but it just means a lot to me.